A registered dietitian and a personal trainer walk into a bar.
Wait, do they even go to bars? Are they allowed? Do they let those kind of people in?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Hi, I'm Mindy, a registered dietitian.
And I'm Cheryl, a certified personal trainer. We became friends through fitness in our 40s.
And one of us is still there, and the other, well, we'll get to that later.
Our friendship was built through sweat and laughter, and that is where this adventure was born.
This podcast is where midlife meets real life. We talk about all things nutrition, fitness, aging gracefully, and our adventures together.
Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Sweat and Laughter podcast. Today, we are going to be talking a little bit about self-care.
Yeah, self-care is so important. Self-care, best care.
Yeah, I like it.
We just got back from an amazing trip that was basically like a whole week of self-care, and it was wonderful. It just got us thinking about how, you know, we can't do that all the time. We just can't stop everything and get away. But how can we build in self-care on a daily basis more into our lives so that it doesn't feel like we have to escape all the time? We have today three ways to build in self-care and to add daily pleasure into your life while reducing stress. And I think that's important that we try to build that in every day, not just do the big things where we have to break away and reduce stress and just get away from everything, but we can actually do it in every day and just take, even if it's just little 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, but we build it in so that we don't feel like, for me, it's like the case of the Mondays, dreading Mondays, and then cheers to the weekends. Those are things that we don't want to have to just live like that. So if we can build it in every day, it won't be so much of a dreaded Monday.
The other thing, as we've been talking about this, is that it is something where we feel like we're busy, busy, busy. We go, go, go. And the only way to get downtime is to truly unplug and go away for X amount of days. That's hard for a lot of people. It's hard for us even. It wasn't like, oh, this is an easy thing for us to do. We made sure it was a priority and we made it happen and we planned for a long time for it to happen. But if we can figure it out and how to get it in daily or at least every week. And I think self-care is one of those buzzwords that it can feel when you're in the throes of parenting and all of that, it can feel selfish, but it's not selfish because if we can be in a good place mentally and physically and spiritually, our families are so much better off.
We wanted to start off with our extended self-care trip. So this is a trip that it's our third annual, and it is me and Cheryl and our other friend who she's just a little shy.
And she is a little shy.
And she didn't want to partake in our podcastings.
She clearly said, no, thank
you. No, thank you.
Smiling, so happy to say no, thank you.
Yes. And I said, we're going to talk about you.
And she said, okay,
see bye. Ya. See you. So it's interesting how this is so new to us, of course, right? It's interesting how people feel intimidated or so nervous to talk into a microphone. Sometimes we record and we have a video, but it's really just us sitting around chatting. But it is kind of intimidating because it is being recorded.
Categorically, yes.
And thank you for that quick research team.
Unquestionably.
Right. Thank you for that. I will not remember those words.
I know, but what about this one? Come hell or high water.
Oh,
that's also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just drop those in wherever we need them.
Okay. I'll have to put those on paper so I'll remember what those are.
On the button.
On the button?
These are interesting. I am gonna have our researcher pull that off of the screen.
Okay.
To protect us from those things.
Okay. They might get us. They might confuse us a little bit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. On the button. Categorically?
Categorically.
Okay. So this is our third time going on this trip. And our other friend, are we going to call her name?
I think we should say her name.
We're going to call her name.
Right.
There's a lot of Heathers in the world. So
right.
It's Heather. So our other friend Heather has a timeshare in Hilton Head. And she, a few years ago, was like, hey, do you want to come along? And we were like, yeah. So this is our third time going. It's a whole week. It's a Saturday to a Saturday. And it's just the three of us. And it is pretty glorious, to be honest. And it does take a lot of work to get there. We, you know, are in communication leading up to it. And for me, it was, I don't know if this was my hardest year. I feel like it was just to get there. My kids are really involved with sports. I've got a graduating senior, all the different pieces that have to happen and making sure everything was squared away at home. And I felt okay leaving for the week. And then, yeah, it's like once we get in the car and we're actually driving away, it's like, is it happening? It's really happening? Are we going? Last year, do you remember last year we got in the car and started driving away and my...
There was all kinds of things happening in your world then.
Yeah, you're right. Last year was kind of crazy too. Yeah. So last year, my son needed a new car because he had gotten hit by somebody. And so he needed a new car. It had been months and we're literally driving out of town and they called me and were like, we found a car.
Because when we were loading the car, they were going to go look at the car.
Okay.
I think they were like, hey, we found one. We're going to go look at it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. We mm-hmm. finally got the car loaded. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is it. We're buying the car.
I'm like, what?
And we're like, wait a minute.
Because it took like 4 months to find the first car.
Right.
And this was like 2 months after, mm-hmm. possibly, maybe 2.5, finding the right car. It's hard to find used cars these days. Yeah. So they were like, we bought a car. I'm like, wait a second. And I didn't want to miss out. So luckily, Cheryl and Heather obliged and let me.
You're like, let's go.
Turn around. Yeah. They're like, we're not in any hurry. Why not? So we hadn't gotten too far down the road. So we turn around and go and I get to see my boy get his new car. So used, new to him car. And he still has it and it's running great. And we're so excited. So yeah, last year was also hard. But it brings me back to even when me and my husband try to get away, making that commitment and making all the things happen. Because we went away kind of the end of January, beginning of February. It was beginning of February. And making all the steps happen that need to happen to secure the house and the kids and the dogs and everything. I see why it's, you know, a lot of people don't do it. It takes some effort. It takes quite a bit of effort. So this was no different with getting away, the three of us, but we made it happen and we got there. We made it happen. We actually tried to make it as long as we could. We left a little bit earlier this year than we normally do. We're like, let's get there as soon as we can. So we got on the road and made it there safely.
One of the best parts of traveling with friends, at least for me, is that if I need to stop to go potty, nobody gets mad at me. They just let us. Like,
we're just like, okay, actually, me too.
Yeah, which is great. There's no hurry. Mm-hmm. Enjoying it's the travel so time. And we know eventually we're going to get where we're going.
Yes, there's no rush. Even on the way home, there's no rush. We took actually an extra long time getting home, partially because of a couple of accidents. But then we stopped. And what did we do?
We shopped.
We did. We shopped on the way
home. We shopped and then we sat in.
It was an hour, I think.
An hour, at least an hour of traffic.
At least, yes. But then we just stopped and had lunch and we sat and had lunch and it's just so nice. So it was a week long. We get there and we try not to have too many plans. Again, we don't want to be, there's no stress. We can do whatever we want. You know, we kind of think about the day just as far as like, when are we going to get up? Do we need to go have breakfast or are we going to make breakfast? We kind of talk about that. But other than that, so we do look at the weather for the week. So if there's going to be a rainy day, it's like, okay, that's our movie or shopping day. We had none of those this time.
None.
All beautiful, beautiful weather. But we do pick, I personally like the hottest days to be on the beach. So we do try to pick those out and designate those as a beach day or pool day. We try to make it to the hot tub at least one time of day. One time of day. One every day or one time of day. Well, I say that because there's a tennis camp nearby. So there's a lot of youngsters. Those youngsters.
And, you know, they seem to be getting younger every year. So I think maybe
they're just getting younger.
That's what it is.
They're college age.
Yeah. And they're college kids.
Yes. So they're there for a tennis camp and they take over the hot tub. So
especially if the pool is not warm enough, like if the days haven't been warm enough for them to kind of be in the pool area, mm-hmm. it seemed like this year they were really in the hot tub.
Oh, and they're packed.
They're
in the hot tub and sitting outside of the hot tub. And so for the three of us midlife women to walk up and be like, excuse me.
We could have cleared the hot tub.
They probably would have cleared right out for us. But what we found was that we had this kind of good rotation of going to the beach and then coming back and then go ahead and getting in the hot tub, getting our hot tub session in before the prime time, because we know we wouldn't have a spot later on. So we have that all nice. But the great thing about it is the biking. We rent bikes. We bike everywhere. We bike to the grocery store. We bike to shops. We bike to go get food. We bike ride every day just to bike. We bike to brunch. It's so nice.
It's so nice. It makes me wish that that's what it was like around here. Mm-hmm. But I also know that if it was like that around here, it wouldn't be as amazing when I went somewhere else. You know, I wouldn't realize how much of a blessing it is when you're there.
I'm okay with that, though. Like, I do wish we had more accessibility, more walkability, more access to bike routes would be so nice. But it is really wonderful. You know, we'll even go grocery shopping and figure out how to get groceries back. This year, we actually just stopped and got them in the car. But we've done that before. We bike to the grocery store and we bike back. We have little baskets that fit some things. But there's a nice little square that has shops and restaurants and a grocery store. And so we're there almost every day.
It is. It's so nice. And as a matter of fact, our first night there, didn't we bike to dinner?
I think we biked to Earl of Sandwich.
Right. We did bike. Mm-hmm. So we biked there. I mean, it's just awesome because we're close enough to get to all those places on a bike easily. And it's really nice to be able to do that. And you get your movement in, which is amazing.
It's really nice to bike to a meal and bike back. You feel like you're not overly stuffed and you can just get some movement in on your way back. It just makes you feel a lot better. This trip, I was kind of focused. Me personally, I was focused on self-care. We tend to bring gifts for the trip. We just kind of start. You probably started that, Cheryl, the first year. She gets us gifts that have our name on them and our colors. We each have a favorite color and she designs things and does all that. I just buy gifts because I don't know how to do all that. We go all out. We want to make it's a condo room, but we want to make it enjoyable. So I brought a candle and we're burning it right now. It is mango and coconut rum and it's heavenly.
It smells delicious.
Smells amazing.
And it's a wood wick. So it also
has the little noise.
Crunches. Mm-hmm.
Crunch. Yeah, crunchy noise.
It's awesome.
Yes. And we bring a diffuser just so we diffuse oils in the room. It's just really, we want to just, we walk in the room, we're like, oh, it's just so relaxing. And this year, I think you and I, everybody actually, we brought lots of things for self-care. Face masks, lots of eye masks.
Lots of eye masks.
An abundance of eye masks.
What about the lip mask? Should we talk about the lip mask?
We also bought, you brought us a birthday cake?
Listen.
Lip mask?
Here's what happens. Have you ever, as you're checking out at Ulta, Sephora, TJ Maxx, any of those places, they have a convenient little impulse aisle for you to weave your way through. Who buys birthday lip mask?
You didn't even do yours.
No.
You just watched us do it. Disgusting. You just watched us do it.
But that was, I was like, oh, I've done the eyes and the whatever. And then I was like, oh,
What about the lips?
We don't want to forget the lips. But we also, part of our time together is we do enjoy chatting. And when you've got that thing on your lip.
It's hard to chat.
You can't chat.
No. It's kind of funny.
And it's kind of funny because you still have things to say, but you
can't chat. And I brought hands ones, and we never used them.
No, you know what? I thought about bringing mine tonight and I didn't. We'll have to do that another
time. We had so many masks.
I look way younger?
Absolutely. On the button. What was the other one?
There's another
something
one.
Something about hell.
Oh. Something about contrarily or contractibly? I forget.
I deleted it. Oh, I didn't delete it. I just went off of it. I mean, not me. The researcher.
The research team.
The research team.
Right.
Took that away from me.
We had enough masks we could do every night. So we, you know, watched movies or we catch up on programs at night and do our masks and just relax. We played card games almost every night. We would sleep till we wanted to sleep.
And I got better at the game of Skip Bo.
We did.
Hold
we
on.
Kept playing.
Hold on. I did not say I was good at Skip Bo.
We did keep playing.
I said I got better.
We did keep playing Skip Bo.
And you weren't as mean to me about it. Mindy is a very competitive and skilled Skip Bo player. And so if you don't see something that is very clear.
Part of it is I don't want you to miss out.
Okay.
That's part of it.
Okay.
Because I feel like you should be able to play that. And so I was torn between that. And then Heather would be like, don't say it. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to say it.
Well, yes. But I learned. I got some, I increased my Skip Bo skills. And then sometimes it's just all about luck. Let's just be honest.
It's very much about luck.
I don't know, it was the last game or one towards the end, like I won. And let's be honest, that's just a fluke.
No, you got better.
I got better and had some luck on my side. Yes.
So we had the masks. I brought along a teeth whitening
and
kit.
Your teeth are white.
I thought, you know what? I don't have time for this normally. I try to bring things I don't have time for normally. I don't really take time to play cards every day. I don't take time to do a mask. The teeth whitening kit takes about 7 whole minutes, but you know,
it's hard to find 7 minutes. Honestly, it really is.
On a weekday when you're trying to get to sleep so you can get up early the next morning and go to work, a teeth whitening kit is not really a high priority. I'm lucky to get my face washed, to get my moisturizer on. Lucky to get that in. So I just tried to bring things that I wouldn't normally be able to do. I wanted, you know, I brought moisturizer. So, you know, just simple things that I don't always take time for on a busy week. And it was really nice to do that all week long.
It was a great week. It was a really nice week.
You know, I got some books read.
Yeah, I read about 4 chapters, which for me might as well be a whole book because when I travel, I'm not good at that. But I did do that, read a little bit. Mm-hmm. Got some movement in, enjoyed just some downtime.
We went to Ulta and got some new makeup and we got it demonstrated for us so we could pick out what we liked. We went shopping and got things that, again, even taking time to shop for myself, I don't like shopping anyway. I don't like shopping. But for me to just be relaxed and be able to just peruse because I have nothing else to do is different than, you know, rush shopping normally. So I actually enjoyed it. It was really nice. And it was just, yeah, wonderful. We ate from lots of different lovely restaurants, which is so nice. Again, definitely a splurge and not something we get to do every day. Overall, a very nice trip. And I'm ready for the next one, but we have to wait a year.
We have to wait a year.
Yeah, a whole year. So as we realized that taking this trip was so wonderful with self-care, our stress was so low the whole trip. And, you know, it made us think about how we could incorporate that into our lives on a daily basis instead of just having to take the full week. Because it is challenging, especially on my end, having, you know, with everything going on in my personal life. But so we have 3 things today, 3 ways you can focus on getting your self-care in for the week. So number 1 is doing something that makes you feel good or better about yourself. So for me, that's movement. If I can get movement in the day, I just feel so much better. It's like one of those things I need to check off my list every day. I know the benefits for me. I know it makes me a better person. I know it makes me feel better. So when I get that checked off my list, but it could be something as much as, like I said, washing your face and moisturizing, something I don't sometimes, you know, doesn't always happen. But yeah, just taking that extra time to do, again, whatever it is that makes you feel good and good about yourself and better about yourself. Could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but making that time for yourself. What's number 2, Cheryl?
Number 2 is giving yourself the gift of sleep.
Absolutely.
On the butt. Inconsequentiously. First of all, that was not the right word, and it didn't come out.
It wasn't a word.
Inconsequentially. Is that the word?
I don't.
Yeah, that's not even the right word. But sleep.
Just absolutely.
Absolutely. 7 to 9 hours is recommended by the CDC for so many reasons. I know that years ago when I was working on my sleep, it became a goal for me. I was not getting enough sleep and I literally would set an alarm to get ready for bed. Like, it's time to get ready for bed. You need to make it a priority. And my life is different because I'm getting the sleep that I need. And as we age, sleep sometimes eludes us. It's a little bit harder to fall asleep or to stay asleep. And it's so important for you to give yourself that block of time so that if you do fall asleep, you can actually get your 7 to 9 hours in. If you're only in the bed 6 hours, you're never going to get 7 hours of sleep.
Yes. there are, well, there's a feature on your phone. I show people that you can set, if your wake up and sleep time is different every day, you can kind of toggle it to make sure that you're getting the right sleep. And then also looking ahead to the 30 minutes or 1 hour before that. So you're actually in bed and asleep by that time. So there's a difference between being in bed for 6 hours and sleeping for six hours. So there's a total difference with that. But if you want to set yourself up for success the next day for so many reasons, you know, giving yourself the gift of that sleep is amazing. And I really highly recommend it.
What was great on the trip is actually being able to get up when we woke up. Like, I don't know that, I know we set an alarm the last day because we had something to do, but I'm not sure that we set an alarm any other day.
Yeah, well, you didn't mention that. We ran a race.
We did run a race.
And we reached our goal.
We did. We both set individual goals and we both succeeded at our goals.
Yeah, that was really pretty cool.
It was awesome. I'm so happy that you challenged us to that. And it was really just a, hey, you want to see if there's a race?
Yes. And, we talked about in our previous podcast. Yeah. And then Cheryl just booked it for us.
You know, sometimes that's what you do. And my thought was, if we don't want to do it, we just don't go.
Yeah, we just don't go.
Who's going to know? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Other than us.
Yeah. And we also put it out on the podcast. So
we did. We you know, I made sure that we sort of had to finish it.
Right. I forgot how fun it was. I haven't run a race in a while. I used to run them more often. I used to run longer races, but I haven't in a while. And I forgot how fun it is to be a part of that community and get all the excitement and everybody cheering you on. And I chatted with some people as we were running. And it felt amazing. It felt like I accomplished something because without that goal in mind, I wouldn't have gotten that time. I would have slowed down.
I loved what you said when we were done. And you said that you checked your pace at mile one and you were like, oh, if I want to meet my goal, I'm going to have to make some adjustments. Mm-hmm. And you did, which was awesome.
Number three for our three ways to add self-care to your day. This one is actually pretty awesome. It's the power of play. There's a lot of research to show how important it is for adults to play. We think that's kind of a kid thing and kids should be playing, but we are meant to play. A lot of times we get too busy to play. But play is actually a crucial part to our mental creativity, our health, and our happiness. But we forget to do it. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be just a small break in your day, a few minutes. It can serve as a mini vacation and add pleasure to your day while reducing stress. So really, play is anything that gives you pleasure or is enjoyable. So for some people, it's a hobby, or it could be playing with your pets. For me, I like to take a few minutes and even just play with my dogs or lay down with them and snuggle with them. It gives me so much joy. Practicing a musical instrument, playing a card game. I do like to try to get my boys to play cards with me when I can, but a lot of times we're just too busy and we feel like we can't do that, but it actually is really, really important.
Yeah, I think that for me, since I have retired this year, for me, my play has looked different. Like when I was working, I had a puzzle going a lot. I haven't had a puzzle since I have been retired. Like I haven't even had one out because I found other things to do. So some of my play that looks a little bit different is I'm learning a new software like in Canva and playing in there and creating and designing some things. I'm doing some work for some other people doing the same thing. And that has been when I just need a little mental break, I can sit and I can create and I can play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so good for us. It's good for my mind. And it is so important to find something that does make you happy and is enjoyable. And understanding that doing that while you're multitasking isn't the same as actually taking a break and doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's very different.
I think sometimes we're like, oh, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And that's going to be what I need. But the truth is we need to just take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And do that and just play.
I once took a course, I forget what it was called, but I had to take a course at work and it was just about that. It was about how we try to multitask and do five different things, but it's actually way more productive if you stop and do that one thing and focus just on that one thing and then you move on to the next thing. They're actually way more productive in that manner. Wish I could remember the name of that. But so to wrap up, our three things were finding something that makes you feel good, makes you feel better about yourself every day. Number two was the gift of sleep. And number three is the power of play. So I hope those things inspire you to take a few moments each day for your self-care. And I'd like to end with this. So we just took that week and went off with friends. So research shows that friendships not only enhance your life, but also protect and improve your health. So the happiest people are those who have a good mental health and have good social relationships. They do take time and they take tending to, just like relationships to other people or family do. But I hope you make the time for your friends and you keep them close because it's pretty dang awesome. Thanks for joining us on this episode.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share on social media and tag us on Instagram
at StrongOver40Dietitian and at Training with Cheryl. Don't forget to like, share, and leave a rating and review.
Okay, bye.